Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, it happened first in North Hollywood. Now there's been another clash over Southern California schools and Pride Month, this time in Glendale. We'll also tell you how to talk to your kids about LGBTQ plus people and Pride Month and acceptance. And we'll look at a new theory about what set off big earthquakes centuries ago in Southern California. You know, the kind of quakes we call the big one. It's Wednesday, June 7th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. June is Pride Month, a chance for the LGBTQ plus community to celebrate its history and to call for equality and more acceptance. This year, Pride Month comes with alarm over what the Human Rights Campaign calls a dizzying patchwork of discriminatory state laws passed this year that target LGBTQ plus people. The Human Rights Campaign has issued a state of emergency to warn about states where LGBTQ plus people face new or unfamiliar laws. Well, it's different here in California, but there are still tensions, like what happened last night when the school board at Glendale Unified met to talk about recognizing June as Pride Month. Outside the meeting, protesters opposed to Pride Month at Glendale Unified confronted supporters of LGBTQ plus rights. Police said they arrested three people. Glendale Police Chief Manuel Cid blamed the trouble on what he calls agitators on both sides of the issue. As for the Glendale Unified School Board, it approved the motion to recognize June as Pride Month. The district's Kristen Nam says this is the fourth year Glendale Unified's done that.
In general, our Board of Education, our superintendent, and right down into every classroom has a commitment to foster a inclusive environment that is safe and secure and that celebrates every student and family in our district.
Christine Nam says California requires history and social studies to include the contributions of different communities in the state, and that includes the LGBTQ plus community. Just the other day, a crowd of parents and protesters clashed outside Sadakoy Elementary School in North Hollywood over a Pride Month student assembly. Well, yesterday, the school board at LA Unified met and unanimously approved a resolution that district schools weave lessons into their curriculum about the LGBTQ plus community. This time, no one from the public stepped up in opposition. So all this revolves around how and when to talk to children about LGBTQ plus people and Pride Month and acceptance and the angry protests we've seen locally. Well, how do you do all that? We asked LA's senior health reporter Jackie Fortier to find out, and she did.
Brandy Hawk is a psychologist at UC Davis. She says to first check in with your own feelings. Do you feel angry? Calm down before you talk. Then begin by asking your child, what have you heard and how are you feeling? She says that helps open up the discussion without telling them how to feel.
And then we want to provide clear and truthful, developmentally appropriate information, repeating back what your kids say, giving them space to think during your conversations. And then just knowing that it's typically not a once-and-done conversation.
With all kids, it's important to limit their media exposure. And when talking to teens, allow for deeper and more involved conversations. But remember, they're still kids who can feel scared. Come up with a plan for how they'll stand up to bigoted speech. And most importantly, keep talking. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
By the way, Jackie has more on talking to your kids about all these issues. You'll find it at LAist.com. After a break, a study offers a new theory about what set off giant earthquakes along the southern part of California's San Andreas Fault, the place where the big one will hit us someday.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. There's a study today in the journal Nature that says major earthquakes on the southern part of the San Andreas Fault could have been triggered by a lake that used to fill up where today you find the Salton Sea. We're talking about the big one only centuries ago. More now from LA science reporter Jacob Margolis.
Statistically, we should expect to see big quakes on the southern San Andreas Fault every 180-ish years or so. It's been about 300 since the last one. Well, the new paper says those past quakes may have been triggered by the formation of what's known as Lake Kahia, an ancient lake that no longer forms. Before we started controlling the Colorado River, every once in a while, it'd naturally divert to where the Salton Sea is now. And so much water would flow into the area that it'd essentially bend the Earth's crust, adding to stress on the fault, helping to trigger it. All that said, even if Lake Kahia doesn't form, stress is continuing to build up, and a big one can happen at any time. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
California's been a leader in generating electric power from rooftop solar cells and from the enormous solar fields you see out in the desert. But there's another way to generate solar power called community solar. And LA's climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says California isn't so good at that.
Community solar refers to moderately large solar projects, not utility scale like those massive solar fields in the desert, but also not rooftop solar. Customers subscribe to or jointly own them. But building moderately sized solar panel arrays in the middle of the city costs a lot more than building out in the desert. That's a big reason why California's community scale solar power has lagged. Alexis Sutterman is with the California Environmental Justice Alliance.
Community solar and storage is really the necessary path for a majority of low-income communities and renters who don't have the capital, credit, or home ownership to install solar panels on their roof.
The California Public Utilities Commission is expected to propose final rules for a new community solar program this summer. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with producer Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow for the LA Report. You can read more at LAist.com. Listen live anytime on the LAist app or listen on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please become an LAist member today at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.